Begila Perk Aleph, Mishnah Hey 1:5, and now we begin the string of Mishnayos that begin with the phrase Ein Bein. As I said in the previous Mishnah, although Ein Bein literally translates as there's no difference between, the scope of each of these sentences, where we're saying there's no difference between A and B except for something X, is limited in scope, absolutely. So in the case here, it says Ein Bein Yom Tov LeShabbos, there's no difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos. We mean specifically in the context of the Isurim, the list of prohibited activities, like the lamentas malachas, the things that one may not do on Shabbos and Yom Tov, there's no difference, ela ochel nefesh bilvad, with the exception of activities that are necessary for preparing food for eating. Now, the leniency of being able to do certain malachas, like cooking on Yom Tov, even though one may not cook on Shabbos, is based on a pasuk. The pasuk in Shmos, Perek Yud Beis, pasuk Tes Zion, says, Kol malacha lo yasa behem, you may not do any malacha, creative activity on those days, Yom Tov. Ach, however, with the exception of, asher ye'acha l'chol nefesh hu levado ya'asa lechem, the things that are necessary for people to be fed with food, those things you may do. So that includes the activities, like I said, cooking and so on, that are for preparing food. Now, there actually are a number of malachas which are permitted to do, and there are also a number of malachas which, even though they are for food preparation, are forbidden on Yom Tov, according to everybody. So, for example, tzeda, trapping an animal in order to eat it, is forbidden on Yom Tov. And similarly, things like meraked and tochen, grinding and sifting flour, forbidden on Yom Tov. There's a machlokes rishonim, whether that's an isur d'oraisa d'rabbanan, either because the Torah permits it, but Chazal were afraid people get too much involved in work on Yom Tov, or it could be these things are forbidden because one could have done the work before Yom Tov and not lose the quality of his food. In other words, you can't cook food before Yom Tov, it'll be cold on Yom Tov, but you certainly could trap the animal before Yom Tov and then have it on Yom Tov to shecht, etc. So, whatever the case is, our Mishnah here is saying that ochel nefesh, things for food preparation, are permitted on Yom Tov, at least some of them are, and that is the exclusion of Shabbos, where it's always forbidden. Now, first of all, there's obvious differences between Shabbos and Yom Tov, many of them, even in the area of malacha. Like, for example, the consequences of doing malacha are very different. When it comes to Shabbos, if one does malacha, so if he does it b'shogeg, meaning he didn't realize it was forbidden, but he did it intentionally, so he'll have to bring a korban chatas. That's not true by Yom Tov. Similarly, if he does it on purpose, so then the consequences on Shabbos already are misa, there's a death penalty, whereas when it comes to Yom Tov, it would be just malchus lashes. And if a person did it intentionally without witnesses, so when it comes to Shabbos, there's the penalty of karis, divine excision, whatever that means exactly, more on that in the next Mishnah, and even in this Mishnah later on. But when it comes to Yom Tov, that's not the case. So there are lots of differences. Moreover, this Mishnah is only going according to Beis Shammai, who holds indeed that the malachas that are permitted on Yom Tov are exclusively those for food preparation. However, the halacha lemaisa, as you learn back in Maseches Beitza, is like Beis Hillel, and Beis Hillel actually has a more expansive understanding of what's permitted on Yom Tov. He understands that once things are permitted for the sake of food preparation, so they also are included for other mitzvah or quasi-mitzvah activities. Like, so for example, carrying, holtzah, transferring would be permitted on Yom Tov for the sake of like bringing food, let's say. And Beis Hillel would say not only is it permitted for food, but even for non-food, but mitzvah or quasi-mitzvah activities. Like, for example, carrying your lulav on Yom Tov is permitted. Carrying your child would be permitted. Carrying a Sefer Torah and the Shusharab would be permitted, and so on. And similarly, things like heating water is permitted for the sake of consumption, says Beis Shammai. But Beis Hillel says also, Metoch, since it was permitted for food, also it's also permitted for, say, heating up water for washing your hands, feet, and face, etc. So there are definitely other differences, and even according to La Halacha, it's more than our Mishnah lets on. The Mishnah continues and has a new case, Ein Bein Shabbos L'Yom Kippurim. There's no difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Again, there's a long slew of differences between Shabbos and Yom Kippur. They're not the same thing at all. Yom Kippur involves fasting and having the Chamesh Inuyim, the all five of those prohibitions for self-affliction and so on. Of course, none of that applies on Shabbos. The contrary, one's disallowed from fasting, etc. But in the context of Malacha, the consequences of doing forbidden activity, there is no difference, meaning that I should have said, when it comes to malacha, there is no difference. The things that are prohibited on Shabbos are equally prohibited on Yom Kippur. It's the same list, unlike Yom Tov, because there's no leniency of food preparation on Yom Kippur. There's no eating food on Yom Kippur. However, the difference there is the consequences of doing the malacha. Shezez dono bidei Adam. When it comes to Shabbos, the consequences are carried out through man. In other words, if a person intentionally is machal Shabbos, the Bezdin will act against him, capital crime. Whereas vezez dono bekares, when it comes to willful violation of Yom Kippur, the penalty is through the hands of heaven, not through the Bezdin down here. Karis, different understandings of what karis is. Either it means premature death, or one's children not living, or one not having an afterlife. Whatever the case is, it's meted out by heaven and not by man, and that's the difference. That is a difference, and the difference that the Mishnah is focusing on between Shabbos and Yom Kippur.